Is Christianity in America growing or is it dying? That's our topic on this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Glenn Stanton, who works for Focus on the Family. Their website is focusonthefamily.org. He's also an author of 8 books. Recently, he wrote an article in The Federalist. I found it very encouraging. The head title, or the title of it, says, "New Harvard Research Says U.S. Christianity is not shrinking, but growing stronger." Glenn, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, you bet, Jerry. Thank you for having me. It's good to talk to you again.
Sure. Now, we are hearing on so many different fronts, there's a sort of this overall feeling that, well, religion in America is dying. What say you?
Well, it's interesting because you hear that everywhere, and you even hear it in the church from good Christian speakers and leaders and pastors. I mean, they say that young people are leaving the church in droves, and there may not even be a Christian church in America in the next couple of years, and it's just simply not true. I mean, this new Harvard research shows this. But I've written a new book called The Myth of the Dying Church. It will be out in June, and it captures all the research, I mean, a vast body of research, showing us that not only is Christianity not dying, the best parts of it, biblical, you know, mere Christianity, as C.S. Lewis called it, is really on the incline. It's growing in the United States and just blossoming around the world. And so we as the church need to know that, and we need to be encouraged by that good news.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I once interviewed for Coral Ridge Ministries, D. James Kennedy Ministries, Dr. Ed Stetzer, and we were talking about that very thing. And part of the whole point was to not allow anything to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, the church in America is dying, and then it dies because so many people say it's dying. When he says no, the statistics show otherwise, although it is a kind of a, people have to understand there is such a thing as the mainline denominational churches, and those are, as you use the word, I believe, in free fall, according to research from Pew Research. Comment on that. What is the mainline denominational churches, and what's happening to them?
Well, see, that's the big difference is, you know, if we say that people are leaving Christianity, in a way, yes, that's true, but they're leaving the mainline churches that have long abandoned the basics of the Christian faith, you know, the deity of Christ, the miracle of the resurrection, the reality of sin, and then also compromising on sexual issues, abortion issues, all the issues of life. I mean, they're you know, bailing on the basics of Christianity, and guess what? People are bailing on them. People are leaving those churches as if the buildings are on fire. And do you know where they're going? They're not going nowhere. They're going to the biblically faithful churches, and those are the churches that are growing. So basically what we have is here is a great, great good news story in that, yes, some parts of Christianity are declining, but those are the people that are compromising the faith. And, you know, they might as well just become Unitarians or something like that. But the churches that do preach the faithful word of God, that do call people to discipleship, that do offer the life-giving salvation of Christ, those churches are growing. I mean, think about this, and I talk about this in the book. We live in the age of the mega church. Mega, that means huge. It means growing, you know? And nearly every town of any decent size has at least one mega church.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. By the way, speaking of the liberal churches, you use a phrase near the end of the article, 2% Christianity. That's an interesting, I've never seen that phrase in print, but it makes a lot of sense. It's just, they've basically rejected the core of the message. And by the way, this is not a brand new problem in terms of liberal denominations, you know, rejecting the resurrection, rejecting the atonement of Christ on the cross. You know, by the way, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, he says, look, this is the very essence of the gospel. If you believe this, you are in Christ. If you do not believe this, you are not in Christ. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again from the dead on the third day according to the scriptures. I mean, that is a really core creed. But it's the essence of it, and certainly well beyond the quote-unquote 2% Christianity you mentioned.
Absolutely. And when I say 2% Christian, I mean like 2% milk and whole milk. Nobody goes to church looking for a watered-down, mamby-pamby kind of Christianity. Yeah. Like, oh my goodness, over here they don't even believe half the things that Christians believe. Let's go over there. No, you got to wake up on Sunday morning and be committed to a church. You want whole milk. You want the real thing. You want a beefy Christianity, and you want pastors and teachers within the church that are going to give it to you straight. And that's why those churches are growing. Get this. There was also some research, and I talk about this in the coming book, some sociologists up in Canada. They wanted to see which mainline churches were growing, like, you know, some Anglican churches, some Presbyterian churches, some Methodist churches, some Congregational churches. And they found that a few of the mainline churches were indeed growing. And so they looked into, okay, what makes these churches different than the churches that are declining? The title of their article was what they found. The title of the article was simply two words: theology matters. Mm. They found that the churches, the pastors that preached the word of God, that believed in miracles, that believed in the death of Christ, that believed in his resurrection, that believed that, you know, the spiritual life really made a difference, and then they preached that and taught that, those churches were growing. So it's not even so much just the mainlineness, if you will, of the church. It's what the church actually believes, and that is the big dividing point between those churches that are growing and those that are not.
We're talking right now with Glenn Stanton of Focus on the Family, and he has an upcoming book called The Myth of the Dying Church. Meanwhile, he has an article in The Federalist, thefederalist.com, which talks about how new Harvard research says U.S. Christianity is not shrinking, but actually growing stronger. Glenn, I do want to ask you this. Where does Harvard fit in, and also the Indiana University Bloomington?
Yeah, that's very important, because this is some of the newest research. And it was a young scholar from Harvard, a young scholar from University of Indiana. And what they did a very interesting thing. Basically, what sociologists of religion do when they look at kind of religious vitality, they look at three things. And that is, how often do you pray? What is your view of the Bible, and how often do you read it? And then how much do you attend church? You know, those are kind of objective things that are either yes or no, either I do or don't. But they took a very interesting perspective, and they not only looked at how often people do that, but what is the commitment of their belief? You know what? I absolutely believe the Bible is the Word of God, and it directs my faith, and I couldn't live without it. I go to church. I'm really committed. You know, in fact, I go every week, or sometimes I go more than twice a week. You know, things like that. And so what they did was they called it vitality or strength of faith. And what they found is those people who, and they were the minority, I mean, not a terrible minority, but we know the people that are really, really committed and practicing their faith, they're the minority within a church, but they found that that minority is actually growing, that people are joining the ranks of, you know, the real serious Christians, not great super Christians, but people who are, you know, take Christ seriously, take the scripture seriously, take the spiritual disciplines seriously. People are joining that movement. And again, that goes back to what all the rest of the research shows, that the biblical churches, the faithful churches, those churches are growing. So this Harvard research and University of Indiana research, where they did this together, this just adds to a growing body of research that says serious Christianity is certainly not on the decline. It is growing, and that even young people are being drawn to it. And so that, again, is very, very good news. And I would just add this, and I talk about this in the book, and I think I address it in the article, is we need to understand, if we think about the church declining and maybe there won't even be a church in the next 20 years, then we have to ask, what has the Holy Spirit been doing? You know, he's not on a break. He's not on vacation. He hasn't quit. Mm. The Holy Spirit and Christ Church, the gates of hell will never prevail against it. It is an unquenchable movement that is going through history because the power of God is behind it. And it ebbs and flows, but it never declines, and it hasn't declined ever since Pentecost, and it's not doing so today.
Hmm. Excellent. All right, let me ask you this. The youth, you mentioned that sometimes it's often popularly said, even in churches among well-meaning people, oh, the youth and are leaving the church in droves. By the way, they never leave, you know, normally. They're leaving in droves. That phrase is always used.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, but what's the truth there?
Well, they're absolutely not. It's interesting that when you look at it, and from the best sociological data, and you mentioned Ed Stetzer earlier, he also came up with some of this research as well, is if you look at young people ages 18 to 29, there have never been more young people of that age range in evangelical churches than there are today. Wow. There are more of them in the church today than there were in 1970. You know, just look at the churches that you belong to. I mean, you know, there's not tumbleweeds in the youth group. You know, very seldom do we hear, oh my goodness, another youth pastor, you know, is out of work because young people are no longer going to church. They are going to church, and they are interested. Another thing, groups like Young Life, I looked at their annual reports for the last 20 years, and they increase every year in terms of effectiveness and kids reach. InterVarsity Press, working with college students, they have grown every year since the 50s, and they continue to grow today. And they're doing more work with more people today than they ever have. So, yes, the future, the present and the future of the church is very, very positive.
Wow. This seems so contrary to other headlines that we see. We have about a minute left. What about today's religion, and I do mean Christianity, compared to 1776 in America?
Well, and that's interesting as well, because we, and Rodney Stark at Baylor University, he came up with this data that looking at what was church attendance in the colonies.
And keep in mind, they didn't have paved roads. They didn't have I-95. Right. They didn't have the advantages we do. Go on.
Yeah, they didn't have buses coming to pick them up. The church attendance today is dramatically higher than it was in the colonial days. That means we have a tremendously, I mean, multiple times greater number and percentage of the population attending church today than we did back in the colonial days, even though we have this idea of like everybody were Christians then and, you know, everybody was godly and everybody was seeking after God. That wasn't the case. Church attendance was actually much, much lower than we would assume. And again, it's much, much higher today. And it has just increased. It really started increasing in about the mid-1800s and has continued ever since then.
Wow. Well, we're out of time, but thank you so much for this encouraging report. I'm reminded of a phrase I've often heard from Ted Baer. The good news is the bad news is wrong. Glenn Stanton has been our guest. He's got this new book coming out soon called The Myth of the Dying Church. FocusOnTheFamily.org for more information. Glenn, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Jerry, thank you.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye now.